The annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show at Madison Square Garden is a dog lover's feast, and this year it actually starts on Valentine's Day. Over the years, WNYC's Sarah Montague has been chatting with New Yorkers about why they love their dogs, everyone a winner in their owner's eyes.
Edith Wharton called her dog a heartbeat at my feet, and it seems fitting that she favored the dainty, febrile Papillon. Nor was I surprised, looking for contemporary parallels, to discover that the author of The Girl's Guide to Hunting and Fishing, Melissa Bank, owned a sporty lab.
I was really leaning toward standard poodle, but her nature, Maybelline is not a big problem solver. You know, she wouldn't score high on the SATs, but she is the most loving dog in the world. I mean, she just cannot get close enough to you. I will wake up and her cheek will be pressed against mine. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that labs were like that. Oh, little needy, though, as you can hear. I really have the only lab in the world that's a princess. I mean, it's really embarrassing at times because your dog does say so much about you.
Oh, don't you bad.
That's her purr. Hear that? That's her saying, it doesn't get any better than this.
To find out what other New Yorkers felt their dogs said about them, I took to the streets and the dog runs and heard a symphony of praise.
This is Vida, a name for Mildred Pierce's evil daughter. Little did I realize how apt it was going to be, but she's quite spoiled and willful and charming. So she keeps me entertained. Pugs do that. That's the other thing I forgot to mention. The soundtrack is excellent.
I'd gone actually to get a blonde spaniel, but he came up the stairs, rolled over on his back and exposed his tummy and gave me the yummy eyes look. But he's like a male version of Marilyn Monroe or a good Jewish husband.
That's Cookie. She's a French bulldog and she has a strong personality.
I have a hairless Chinese crested, and she's actually a retired champion. And she's very strange looking. Some people think she's ugly, and some people think she's pretty. And I think that's what I like about it, that she's unusual. She has no hair on her body except for on her head and on her tail and a little bit on the feet. She actually sort of looks like Cruella de Vil.
McBear as a Pomeranian is always loving and smiling, and that's why I adore her so much. And also, she kind of looks like me.
Henry's an Airedale Terrier, and I'm a very athletic person, so I wanted a dog that would go into the water and be able to play and, you know, have fun with me and actually be part of my life. And he's been more than part of my life.
Buddy is an incredible Chihuahua for a Chihuahua, which, you know, can be not incredible. He doesn't bark. He's almost like a real dog. And the thing that's so incredible about him is he weighs just 5 pounds, just under 5 pounds, and he's exactly the size of a newborn.
I don't think Gracie's a very typical Shih Tzu. She's a very weird dog. I kind of love her eccentricity. And having no daughters of my own, I like to dress her up and put her hair up in pretty ways.
Golden Retrievers always appealed to me because of their sense of goodness and love. Dylan is my dog. He's 3 years old, and I've had him since he's 7 weeks old. He has a wonderful nature. He's very playful. He's got a great sense of humor, and he's just a great dog. He's just all full of love, just love.
And have you got a few words, sir?
For WNYC, I'm Sarah Montague.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy?